the deadline for getting that submitted is tomorrow, the 14th of September. Now, the date, the 14th of September, is an EU-set date, and that's non-negotiable. So it's absolutely vital that farmers who have had their land damaged in the recent floods, and in order for them to protect their single farm payment and their other payments for their subsidies for their lands, they must get that form in by tomorrow. And also, if their land is not in an eligible state in 2018, there will be a further force majeure application form made available next year. However, that can only be submitted if a similar one has been submitted this year. So it's absolutely vital that that deadline of tomorrow is met in order for farmers to protect their single farm payment and their other area-based schemes.
And that's just to protect the payments they already received. That's not extra compensation or extra aid as a result of the losses they may have suffered.
No, we're still continuing the lobby with the department to try and get additional support made available for the farmers. But this particular form is to protect the payments that they already receive, because one of the requirements of receiving payment from the EU is that their land is in good agricultural and environmental condition. However, the damage caused to land has left a lot of land ineligible. So in order to protect their payments, a force majeure has been triggered, but farmers need to complete these forms to register the damage that has been carried out to their land as a result to this extreme weather condition in order for their payments to be protected this year and potentially next year. If the land is not eligible state by next year, they also may be able to complete the force majeure application form, but only if they have also done it this year as well.
Is this a matter of making a simple declaration, or are there technical details and other items needed to be logged onto the form? How complicated a form is this going to be to fill in?
The form is a four-page form, and I have been working very close with the department over the past number of weeks. I actually took possession of 200 copies of the force majeure application form and made them available through the post offices, through the local shops, and through the churches in the areas that have been affected. The application forms are also available online through the department's website, and there are many, many agricultural consultants who are based in the area who are assisting farmers at this time. There's also farmers' unions, and there's NIAPA, and other organisations, but the application form itself isn't terribly complicated. Yes, people may need assistance, but it's not terribly complicated, but it's absolutely essential that it's got in by tomorrow, because that is an EU stipulated deadline which can't be negotiated, so farmers have to get that in to ensure that their current payment is protected.